an intro.
Your intro, your name and...
Andy Kankam.
Okay.
That's my name, and I edit the Informer newspaper. And everybody knows my position on policies and issues in the political space. As far as governance is concerned, I think that it's not everything that we should be overly partisan about. And so when internally things are not moving on well, things are not being done well, we must criticize it, we must say it constructively for the betterment of this country. To start with, I'm a bona fide member of the NDC. But that doesn't mean that when things are not going on well, I should just keep mute. And also, when this government is doing something that I think it will inure to the benefit of the generality of Ghanaians, why? We should give praise when it's due. And in as much as we continue to criticize them constructively, we must give praise. And so, I've been receiving death threats. I mean, pick up intel just a while ago, as I was on the show. I pick an intel, somebody called me from a very credible agency of state, that this is what they have picked up and that some people have been assigned to harm me, I mean, virtually to assassinate me or whatever, and on the basis that we are too critical of the NDC. And so what it means is that this is an internal job. It's internally orchestrated from the NDC, the party that I belong. And I don't
what know gives you the suspicion that it's internally gen?
Well, I'm from my intel, that is it. So, that I mean, why? I criticize government, but this is not from government. I've done my own checks when this thing came up 4 weeks ago, where I have to sort the assistance of the police, right, in protecting my house and whatever. So, I don't know. It is sad that in our quest to all contribute to the to deepening this dispensation and governance as we all expect, such things should be coming. But I just want to send a clear signal to them that they shall gather, but they will scatter, they will not succeed. Mm.
You mentioned that prior to that you've received other threats.
Like, yes, I received threats like same from the intel where people, where they are plotting this thing, they will come and tell you that please be careful of
on how many occasions?
About four times. And I'm not
in a spate of
1 month. Yes, and the latest one is I'm not the only person.
Who else?
The person even went ahead to mention Alote Jacobs and Koko Anidohu and other persons who are critical of what is happening in the NDC. But because you see, you don't expect me to fold my arms or to be mute about some disrespect shown members of the party. Example, that of the National Communication Officer, his article trying to demonize the leadership of the minority in parliament and also assassinate the character on a repetition of the speaker. It's unfortunate. So these are issues that you need to talk about. You go into election, you want to wrestle power from a party, yet national executives in their discourse, very reckless. You understand? How can you, I mean, go into election and say that security officers, threatening security officers, that your continuous stay or existence in the service is co-terminous with that of the president. How reckless can you be? So when I have the opportunity to speak, because we have worked to secure victory in 2008. Yes, I was part of the team.
Briefly, the latest threat on you, you said you are going to meet with some intelligence.
I'm meeting with some intelligence.
How do you intend dealing with the situation?
Oh, yes. You know, they will do what is necessary practically in terms of trying to protect me. And once I leave the rest to God, I mean, as we are in the Easter season, his blood, his sacrifice for the reason for which he came. I mean, it's a fulfillment of scripture, and I know that I will be preserved by the blood.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I think the radio people want to. Philip,
It appears that the whole forest is now being taken over by